Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Good to see all of you here. Amen. Some of you, I don't usually see you on a Sunday. It's good to see you here. I pray all is well with you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are here this morning, and I won't give any details, but we got some news that didn't look like it was too good this morning. And then we got another call that said, no, that news wasn't right. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, for a retraction of bad news. Well, it wasn't bad news, but anyway. So all is well here. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Mom is here, and she's looking all bright and shiny. Amen.
Amen.
So greet everyone, Pastor Mom, and open us up in a word of prayer. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
And thy kingdom come, thy will
be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and forgive us
our debt,
and we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow
of thy hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture for this morning. Amen. We're in the King James Version. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to go to Psalm 100. Amen. Psalm 100. Minister Rachel and family, if the choir is ready to sing this morning, you all can sing Psalm 100 and verse 5 when we finish. Amen. If you guys are ready, Minister Rachel and family, press your number one key. And when we finish saying the Psalm 100, we'll open a line and let you all lead us in the song for Psalm 100 and verse 5. Amen. So press your number one key or send me a text and let me know if you guys are ready. Minister Rachel and family, Psalm 100 and verse 5. Got you. Thank you. Amen. I wanted to say it a few times because I know you might be multitasked. Hallelujah. So we're going to read Psalm 100, the entire psalm, and then we'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, after our choir sings. Amen. Let's read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, our choir.
All right.
Psalm 100. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Morning.
Good morning.
For
good morning.
The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation.
Amen.
Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his endure to all generations. We love y'all. You gotta go back on mute.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you all for being on ready. Amen. Amen. Very good. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James, let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. So you know what the Lord has given us an assignment here, a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so we've been doing this for quite a while now, and we're still learning more about the names of God, his character, and his nature. He wants us to know so much about him that we'll never doubt him in any situation, in any circumstance. He wants us to be a partaker of his divine nature. Amen. And then make the character and the nature of God our own, that we flow in his character and his nature by his spirit. Hallelujah. So every month he gives us a new name or character or nature to ponder on. And the character and the nature, that's the pearl. We call this pearls to ponder. So he is the pearl of great price. And so to ponder is to think about, to roll it around in our heads. Hallelujah. And so that we can know more about the Lord. So our word for this month is long suffering. Hallelujah. So we talked about God being long suffering and how he's patient. Even though we do things wrong and we repeat it. Sometimes wrong is on repeat. And he's long-suffering with us. He's patient. Another word for long-suffering is patient. Hallelujah. So he's patient with us. Amen. With all of the offenses and troubles that we go through, he has been very patient with us. And today we wanted to focus on a part of God's long-suffering and patience is that he is slow to anger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is slow to anger in his long-suffering. Amen. Because he's not willing for anyone to perish. Hallelujah. And this is the exact reason why God sent his son into the world to save us from his impending wrath, because you don't want to be in the midst of an angry God. And thank God he is slow to anger. God, praise God. So we always have a song that we find, and I just found this really sweet song. And it comes from Psalm 86 in verse 15. Psalm 86 in verse 15. You might want to look that up as he sings the song. He references it. This is a man I just found on YouTube who was singing this song, Psalm 86 in verse 15. God is
but you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Psalm 86:15. Amen. And I think we could understand him pretty good, but just in case, he said, you know, but thou, O God, art a God full of compassion. Well, I'm looking at King James. I think he was more like in the, maybe the NIV or the NLT. But how God is slow to anger. Amen. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this version I'm looking at in Psalm 86 and 15 says, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Hallelujah. That's him. Glory to God. And he wants us to be like that too. He wants us to be just like him. Hallelujah. Look like him, smell like him, talk like him, walk like him. Glory to God. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration. You know, we have been declaring and decreeing. And the more we do it, the more God reveals to us about our declarations. Hallelujah. Job 22 and verse 28 says, thou shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got light shining on our way. Hallelujah. The word of God is standing forever. Praise God. And then what the Lord has revealed to us, and this is a word that Pastor Price gave a while back, that all heaven backs the word. Hallelujah. So as we declare and decree the word of God, all heaven is backing that word, the words that we speak out of our mouth. Glory to God. And then we're doing this together, and we're fully engaged. So one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, and four will put 1,000,000 to flight. And there's more than four of us. So as we're fully engaged and say this, glory to God. Hallelujah. As I'm about to say this, I did something recently. And, you know, I wanted to like salmon. I didn't like it really that much. Like, some people love lobster. I don't like lobster. But I wanted to like salmon because of its, the benefits that you get from eating it. And, you know, I wanted to like it. And so I started declaring it. I said, you know, I like salmon. And I was, you know, I like salmon. I'm going to find some recipes and try the recipes. And do you know, all of a sudden I started liking salmon. And then the funny part was some of the other fish that I used to like that were not maybe so for me, so to speak, I stopped liking them. And I started liking salmon. So it's like, you know, what we declare, God will shine a light on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say some declarations. Glory to God. So repeat after me, fully engaged. And this is the word of God, not just about salmon. This is the word of God. So you know it's going to stand. Amen. Repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
Prosper.
This is the heritage.
This heritage.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do.
Whatever I'm to do.
Will prosper.
Prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Amen. That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse.
From
the curse.
From the curse.
Of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore.
Of the
therefore.
Law.
I forbid. Any sickness.
Sickness.
Or disease.
Or disease.
To come upon my body.
Upon my body.
Every disease.
Germ. Allergy.
Allergic reaction.
And
every virus.
And every virus.
That touches my body.
That touches my body.
Dies instantly. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ. And
every tissue.
Of my body.
Function.
In the perfection.
That God
created it.
That created it.
To function. And I forbid.
Any malfunction.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Continue to repeat. The peace of God. That transcends.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
And my mind. In Jesus' name. I thank you. That I think.
On things.
That are true.
Noble.
Right.
Pure.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy.
That's Philippians 4:7-8. And I believe we need to just do one more. Repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be with me now? Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything I need.
For life.
And godliness.
Therefore.
I participate. In his divine nature.
Of love.
That's Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to go into some praise and worship right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And yes, we do have guests. Our guest church is here. So when we get to the point where we're going to get to the speaker in just a little bit, we'll introduce our guest church. Glory to God. But right now, we're going to go into some praise and worship. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness with C.C. Winans. God is faithful. Hallelujah. That has to do with his long suffering and he's slow to anger. He's faithful.
Great is thy faithfulness.
thou forever will be.
Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Sing with me. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're faithful, God. Every situation, every circumstances, whatever's going on, you're faithful. And we bless you right now, Lord God. Thank you for being faithful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. The Lord was saying somebody needs to hear that this morning. I know we needed to hear it.
Yes, yes you do.
He is faithful, and we can trust him to be faithful. Hallelujah. Whatever's going on, we can trust him to be faithful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord Father God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to pray over our finances. He's faithful with that, too. Amen. It's, I have quite a testimony about what's going on with the finances. We're going to hold off a minute and when everything is done, we'll share that testimony. In the meantime, keep us in prayer, and we thank God for all that he is doing. You know, many times I have said, because I know it by the Spirit of the Lord, that his favor many times means more than money. Hallelujah. That he can give us favor that will cancel debt. Glory to God. And we didn't have a extra nickel or a dime in our pocket, but he canceled the debt. Hallelujah. His favor can make ways where there could be no way without putting any extra money into our hands. He can do that. He's faithful like that. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's been showing us some things. He's been doing some things. And when he allows us to share about that, we will share. In the meantime, if he has anything that he's allowing you to share, even at this time, we would always love to hear it. So let us know about it. Let us rejoice in the Lord. And even before I say anything about what's going on financially, rejoice with me, because I rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's taking care of all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. And every time I say that scripture, I got to think about his riches and glory. Mm-hmm. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
Yeah.
All the silver and the gold belong to him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He even paves his street with gold. Come on, somebody. Amen. Mm-hmm. So he knows how to take care of us in any way that we need it. Finances, pray over our finances together. Amen. Making one will put 1,000 to flight, 2 will put 10,000, Three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000. So we're saying this together. So just don't, I won't hear you, but you'll be heard in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's where you want to be heard. And we are a chorus of voices that causes greater things to happen as we're in agreement in the word of God. So repeat after me. Lord.
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
Use them for your purpose.
Help me to remember that all I have
upon me
belongs to you. And be grateful for it. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen. Lost, devoured, destroyed,
all wasted.
Multiply it. So what I have
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances.
But will seek
Your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do, I will have all I need. And Lord,
as I sow
my blessing seed,
I remember
that it's harvest time. Harvest time.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. It is harvest time. Glory to God. And the way God does harvest is harvest on top of harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. And that's $ESLCCC. We have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you may come to the door. We're at 2E. Glory to God. And then you may also mail it in. You can make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC. And we're located at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Pray over our finances, over our giving. Lord God, we thank you for the tithers. Hallelujah. Those who tithe, Lord God, you said in Malachi 3, try you on this, test you on this. See, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that would be too much to receive. And on top of that, you said that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it will not be devoured, destroyed, or wasted, but it will multiply, hallelujah, as the windows of heaven are being poured down upon us. Thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the givers, Lord God. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the money, that for the resources that come from the windows of heaven and also from other men's bosoms and is protected. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God, and we continue to keep our eyes up on you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we have a couple of birthdays that we need to celebrate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to see if our birthday girl is on here this morning. I don't see you yet. We're going to sing anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we have two birthdays coming up. Hallelujah. Our deacon, Deacon Roy, his birthday is coming up on the 3rd of November. Amen. Hallelujah. And Minister Joy, who prayerfully is going to minister today. She's usually on by this time. I don't see her. I don't think. Not yet. So, and her birthday is coming up. I think we almost look at her birthday as a national holiday. Amen. So, glory to God. We're going to, and her birthday is November the 4th. Hallelujah. So we want to sing happy birthday to Deacon Roy and to Minister Joy. Wow, that rhymes. Deacon Roy and Minister Joy, happy birthday.
Today is your birthday, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Today is your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see Minister Joy is on. When you come on, Minister Joy, if you want to make any comments, you can make them at that time. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, happy birthday to you. Gosh, I've known you all your life. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Amen. And with Deacon Roy, our deacon, you know, keep him in prayer. He's been going through things in his body. He's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And so we are definitely keeping him in prayer. Hallelujah. He was thin to begin with, and he's lost quite a bit of weight as well. So I've been in touch with his daughter. One of his daughters who said that they're working on getting him into a facility, and it looks like they're pretty close to being able to do that. They picked it out and everything. So keep our Deacon Roy in your prayers. Amen. Amen. So we're about to have I wanted to do one more praise and worship song, and then we will turn it over to Pastor Price and the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I had a song on my heart. Hallelujah. I got it. Thank you, Jesus. I was wondering if I had queued it up. Amen. This is, again, C.C. Winan, Believe for It. Hallelujah. We may not hear the entire song, but we're going to hear part of it today. Oh. Hallelujah.
We've heard that
Hallelujah, God, we believe for it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. He's a mountain-moving God, and he's moving mountains right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Without any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to all the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, Pastor Helen Price, hallelujah, who is the senior pastor, and she is also the founding pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is about 33 years old right now, and she's our founding pastor. Amen. And so, hallelujah. It would help if I open up your line, Pastor Price. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom. Good morning, Mama. God bless you. This is your child, Helen. God bless you today. God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and all of the precious saints in your respective places today. We're just so glad to be able to participate with you all on the fifth Sunday of every month. What a great blessing. And I thank God for the service thus far, for the prayer, opening prayer by you, Pastor Mom, even now for the very pearls to ponder. Glory to God. And then even as we begin to speak the word, glory to God. Such a wonderful privilege to do so. I give glory to God for the worship and praise today. And even in our giving, I thank God for every part of this service. And as I come today, my prayer, Father God, as we come today, we worship you. Even this morning, it's still morning, and we worship you this morning and praise you, kind Heavenly Father, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you again for waking each one of us up this morning, for protecting us all throughout the night last night and throughout the day yesterday. We want to thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for giving each and every one of us food to eat and clothes to wear, a nice place to stay in, a nice vehicle to drive with gas in the vehicle. We want to thank you, Father God, for health and for strength and for the use and activity of our arms and legs. And we just thank you for all of your manifold blessings, because truly, Lord God, there is nobody, nowhere that's like you, Lord God. And Father God, as we worship you today, we thank you, Lord God, that you manifest yourself when just two of us will gather together. For you said in your word, if two of you shall gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're here in our midst. For there are more than two of us who are gathered together today, Lord God. We worship you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even when you said that you're enthroned in the word of God upon the praises of your people, when we gather together and when we worship you, Lord God, you show up and show out for us, Lord God. You don't let us remain the same. Father God, there are people who are listening on this line today that may be going through some of the most horrific things in their lives that maybe they may not have been able to tell anybody about what's going on. Some are going through marital problems. Some are going through problems in their body, in their mind, their will, their emotions. Some are going through problems in their relationships, in their finances, whatever it might be that they're going through, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, this day for encouraging hearts, to those hearts that may be hurting, those hearts, because you're a specialist, Father, in healing the brokenhearted. And then we thank you, Lord God, for just moving mightily on each one's behalf. We lift up, Lord God, even now our aunt, Lord God, and even now they may say that she is non-responsive. We thank you, Lord God, that we stand and touch an agreement for our Aunt Ella Mae. We bind, rebuke, forbid arrest, and resist the spirit of death and dying. We bind and rebuke any kind of weakness, sickness, and disease over her body. We call forth healing, health, and wholeness in every cell, organ, and system of her body. We pray that you would give her miracles today. Lord, nothing's too hard for you. Nothing is too difficult. You're the God that can do anything but fail. And we worship you today. We lift up even now Deacon Roy to you, Lord God. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit of death and dying from over him in the name of Jesus. And we speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain and discomfort to his body. Charge and command his body to get in line with the word of God to be healed, whole, well, and sound. We lift up Pastor Mom and we continually thank you now, Lord God. It is you that have made her. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, as we come. We rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, any long-term and short-term memory. We rebuke hindrances to her memory. We rebuke all and every hindrance, Lord God, to her communication skills. Lord God, we thank you for complete healing, health, and wholeness. It is you that have made Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, we lift up joy today to you, Lord God. We speak to every spirit of weakness, sickness, any kind of infirmity upon her body. We rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave her. And thank you, Lord, for our healing, health, and wholeness today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we worship you. We give you praise, Lord God. We ask you for those whose loved ones and have lost loved ones, Lord God, that you would give them the comfort that only you can give. Comfort them every moment, second and hour, Lord God, of every day, that they continue to breathe, Lord God. Comfort their hearts. Comfort their minds in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we say, Lord God, have your way today. Precious Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Lead and guide us into all truth. Show us things to come. Minister to our hearts and minds that we may go away from this place even now, not the same. May your word go forth today, even now, through Joy and Amber and myself. May it go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. Lord, you have an agenda today. Lord God, you want to be able to minister to each and every one of our hearts, as only you can be able to do it. And we give you praise and glory and honor in advance, and we love you. We honor you, we worship you, and we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. And we worship you in advance and give you glory. Now, we're going to come today and we thank so God for so much for all of the service. And now we're going to come, and Joy is going to come today and with the word that God has laid upon her heart in the name of Jesus. Joy, will you come?
Hi, y'all. Thank you so much for the birthday of the souls and blessings. Excuse my voice, but that's not going to stop me from using the word of God today. Okay.
Amen.
The title of the message is Healing Through Praise and Worship. That's Healing Through Praise and Worship. The scripture comes from Exodus 15:26. It says, God says to the people of Israel, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands to keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the disease brought on Egypt, for I am the Lord, heals you. Now it says some people in society has come to a point of believing only that which that they can see, feel, or hear, and touch. When there is a physical problem in their bodies, they are quick to call the doctor and make an appointment. Nothing wrong with that. That they expect the doctor to tell them what is wrong and how to cure it. The doctor then gives them in a prescription with the recommended doses. They must be faithful to use the proper amount of medicine for the correct amount of time in order to receive healing. Every detail exactly as the doctor prescribes, because they are able to see a person and hear his instructions. Well, in Exodus 15:26, God is your overrider, our healer, and yet we often do not trust his promise to heal us because we cannot use our sense of recognition to him or see him. Doctors have degrees and certificates, but God has his word, which is packed full of prescriptions and promises for our lives. He has every answer to every problem we face. We simply have to step into faith in order to receive his promises. It says faith works in the supernatural, not in the natural. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. God wants us to have faith and trust him in our healing. One way to come into the place of trust and faith is through worship and praise. God desires for us is that we praise him at all times. He yearns to praise him. But so often we are too busy doing our own thing. God wants us to praise him continually. The definition of praise is to express adoration and approval. Praise is the act of extolling God for what he has done and for what he is doing. As his children, we offer him our sacrifice of praise through Jesus in Hebrews 13:15. God yearns for his church to praise him. Praise sets us in an attitude to receive. Through praise, God allows his children to tap into his presence, where we are able to receive a multitude of his promises, one in which is he promises of healing. Worship is praising God for who he is without asking questions or seeking answers. Worship is submission to God, and submission is required from us in order to come into holies of holies, where we can find refuge, strength, and healing. Praise and worship are demonstrations of our faith, and they also encourage faith within us because they require the spirit, soul, body to come in alignment with God's word. Through praise and worship, we step into faith, and through our faith, God's healing spirit is able to work within us. In Acts 3:8, it says he went with them into the temple courts, watching and jumping and praising God in Acts 3:8. A story of two sisters from India that were born blind. Their father was a hard-working provider, but he could never afford the surgery that would give them sight. Then a team of doctors came to their region on a short-term medical mission. The morning after their surgery, the girl smiled, wide as the nurse unwrapped their bandages. One exclaimed, "Mother, I can see. A man who had been lame since birth sat in his usual spot at the temple gate, begging for money. Peter told the man he didn't have coins, but he had something better. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth walked in Acts 2:6. He said the man jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went jumping and praising God in verse 8. The sisters and the men appreciated their eyes and legs more than those who were never blind or lame. The girls couldn't stop drinking in amazement and celebration as the man jumped to his feet. Consider your own natural abilities. How might you enjoy these abilities more? How might you use them differently if you had been miraculously healed? Now consider this. If you believe in Jesus, he's healed you spiritually. He's rescued you from your sins. Let's thank the one who made and saved us and dedicate all that he gave us to him. Give praises to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all the wonderful acts. May we too give ourselves fully to worship God by pouring out our praise and adoration. Now it says, I have a prayer. It says, Father, thank you for ears to hear you, eyes to see you, mouth to praise you, and hands and feet to worship and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. I got a quick comment, Pastor.
All right. Pastor. Glory to God.
Amen. I hear you. Pastor Mom was saying amen, amen, but the mute was on. Quick comment. When you first started speaking, you could hardly understand you. The more you spoke, the clearer you got. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you. She was wondering if someone would be able to really hear her, you know, and as she was ministering. And both of our phones have had some trouble with it. And I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Sometimes I kind of think they do something from those phones so that you can go by them when you had them for a long time, you know. Well, not that long, but maybe for 2 or 3 years. But we thank God. Thank God for that word on healing through praise and worship.
Yes.
I love that she shared about that. Hallelujah. I love that she shared about those two sisters born blind, and they were able to see, but also correlated how God healed man by the gate. Hallelujah. A beautiful. And he got up and was able to leap and walk and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for that word today. Now, Amber, will you come with the word that the Lord has laid upon your heart? Your mute is not, your unmute. Unmute. Joy, tell Amber to unmute. Not yet, Apostle. Hello, Apostle.
Oh, that's me. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I have you unmuted, but not her. Gotcha. Okay, there you go, Amber.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning to you all. I really enjoyed the service thus far. Thank God for each and every one of you. My message for today is called Wise Praise. That is Wise Praise. And along with the Wise Praise, I'm going to be also saying some ways that David prayed. And so with Wise Praise, it's important that even though we may be going through a lot of things in our lives, and we can follow David's example of wise praise, because he went to God and praised him even in the midst of some of the most difficult times in his life. And he loved God, and he wrote the Psalms, and that we still meditate on and read to this day. And it's so important that no matter what we go through, we should always continually praise God, because he is worthy to be praised. Now, King David, he experienced different dimensions of joy and grief. Each and every one of us in our lives have experienced this sometime. And there's also feelings of overwhelmness and things like that. But in those overwhelmed times, we can praise God, because we know that he's always with us and he never leaves us. And we can follow David's example of wise praise, because whether he was at a high or a low point in his life, he always stopped to praise God and to give thanks. So although it's still October, we still need to cultivate a thankfulness and a praise to God every single day. And as we near for Thanksgiving coming up, this is so good to position our heart. And so praising God means simply knowing the truth that we know about him, and speaking the truth that we know about him. And David often started his praise with, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." And that is 2 Samuel 22:2. And then David shifted his thankfulness to know who God is to his to even more thankfulness in ways that God demonstrated his stability and shelter and deliverance. And it says, "In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy and from my foes who were too strong for me." And that is from Samuel 22:7. And praising God is thanking him for all he has done in our lives. And we should always think on God more than we think on all of the negative things and the lies that the devil try to come and put into our head. We should always think on the true things. And it says in Philippians 4:8 that we should think about whatever is true. And we must know the truth that we are healed. We are blessed. We are whole. And in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any thing worthy of praise, think about these things. So in the midst of whatever might be coming against our mind with emotions, our body, we need to think on things that are true. God is for us. He is not a liar. He loves us. And we should always shift our focus to everything that is true about what God said. And praise is such a great and essential part of having, of being wise and to have wise praise towards God. And we should always approach God with thanksgiving and simply praising him for who he is. He is our faithful Father, our Creator, and he is with us at all times. And we shall always continually praise him. And I love reading the Psalms. We read the Psalms all the time. And but for one Psalm, which is Psalms 103, I really want us to really read through it and to really break down the thought processes that David had, and so that we can see his wise praise perspective so that we can follow that when we're going through things in our own lives. So we're going to be, I'm going to be reading Psalms 103, and then after that, I'm going to be saying some different things that might have, that were on David's mind during that time, that, and really break down the Psalms 103 with the help of the Lord. So I'm going to start reading, and it says, praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The winds blow over it and it is gone, and its place is no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, in everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. And I just love that scripture so much. And with that, with all the psalms, and it's always, I always read the psalms a day. With psalms, we see it as like wisdom literature, wisdom scriptures, that we can have the wisdom to know how to praise God the way David did. And with these psalms, we can praise God and we can know the way David praised God. And some of his train of thoughts within these 22 verses are really broken down with how David was feeling and going through things, but yet he made a choice to praise him. So from verses 1 through 2, of which I just read in Psalm 103, in verses 1 and 2, David challenges himself to praise God with his whole being and not to forget God's benefits. So that's his character, his actions towards us. In verses 3 through 7, David remembers what God, what the Lord does for us. In verse 8, David begins to describe the character of God. In verses 9 through 13, David remembers that God, even though he might have the right to be angry with us because of the things that we do as sin, but instead, he's incredibly loving, removing our sins far from us, and he describes God as a compassionate father. And in verse 14, one of my favorite verses is when God remembers, is that when David mentions that God remembers us and he knows that we are human. So while he holds us to a high standard, he has compassion on us like a father. A father who knows that his children still need to be instructed with grace because our hearts are focused on him, but we still might not do everything perfectly. God is still loving towards us. In verses 15 to 18, David says how God's love remains for us throughout all generations. In verse 19 to 20, David says, not only does God love abound on earth, but also in heaven. The angels and the heavenly hosts praise him alongside of us. And this is so important because when we're going through things, we may not know what to praise. You think we're in it alone. We are not in it alone. And we can just make a wise choice to praise God, knowing that we're praising alongside angels and heavenly hosts. We're not praising by ourselves. And then finally, in verse 22, David makes sure he says that everything is in God's dominion and that we should praise him. And so he reminds himself one last time in the very last verse, praise the Lord, O my soul. And so a part of the wise praise and praising like David prayed, as we draw near to Thanksgiving, I really want us all to do one thing, and that is to make two lists. Now, you can make these two lists. I'm going to forget the categories in a second. We can make these two lists. It might be easy for you to write it out on paper, or you can type it. Or if you don't like writing something down, you can even record it on your phone. There's so many ways that we can make these lists that I'm about to describe. So I really want us to be able to pause and make a wise choice to praise God no matter what we are going through. So for the two lists that I really want to cause you all to really make to praise God is the first list is a list of what God has done for us. The first list is a list of what God has done for us. That's the first one. And the second list is who God is. So the first list is what God has done for us, and the second list is who God is. So David praised God for these two things, and we should do the same. And so I have all of you, you know, in school, you have to do an English paper, and teacher always say, make an outline, make an outline. And the outline was the structure. And within that outline being the structure, we then have to fill it in. So I'm giving you an outline of the things you all can add. But I know for sure in each and every one of our lives that we have personal experiences of what God has done for us. So I want you all to use this as an outline, and then we all in our personal time can fill this in with the great things that God has done for us. So for the first list, here are some ideas for you all to start off. So this is what God has done for us. He has forgiven our sins. He heals our bodies. He has saved us from hell. He blesses us with love and compassion. He satisfies us so deeply. And it's invigorating. He satisfies us with our hearts and our wants and our needs and our desires. He will deliver justice for the oppressed. He has revealed his character and his deeds to us. He will not forever accuse or be angry with us for the sins that we have committed against him. He does not treat us the way we deserve to be treated or punish us for our sins. He has cleansed us from our sins. He has the compassion of a father who knows his children. And then also, lastly, his love for us prevails over all generations. So that is just the first category of what God has done for us. And I'm sure we can start that off and just keep on writing every single day, because you can't just do it in one sitting, because God has just done so many things for us. And we even just count just this morning, him waking us up, making us get strength to even be able to speak. The list can go on and on. And it's so important that we have wise faith to know and to even acknowledge God for all he has done for us. And the second list is who God is. Who God is. He is just, he is compassionate, he is gracious, He is slow to anger. He overflows with love. His love for us goes beyond our imagination, and he is worthy of praise in heaven and in earth. So having wise praise means that we make a decision. Make a decision that no matter how we feel in our bodies, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what is going on, we are making a wise choice to praise God for his character alone. And we're focusing on him more than anything that we are going through. We are magnifying his name. And when we're going through something, and then also we're encouraging others, and sometimes when we, God sets us in the place to encourage others, we don't know what to say. And then sometimes we're praying and we call for others to pray. We don't know exactly what to tell them what to say. So there is an acronym that can help us all, and it's ACTS, A-C-T-S, like ACTS, like an act of praise. And so this can be also a way that we can help others who are struggling to start their praise off, and so we can have a reminder on how to praise God as well. So that A stands for adoration. That's praising God for who he is. That C is a confession. We're confessing our sins to God. We're confessing our heart's desires. We're just pouring our heart over to him. And T is thanksgiving, which is coming up, so we should be able to remember that. It's thanksgiving, thanking God for what he has done. And then lastly, that S is supplication, bringing our request before God. So we can have that same wise praise as David. I'm praying that God would just grace each and every one of us, just strengthen us to make the wise decision to praise him no matter what. No matter what you are going through, know that God loves you. He's a gracious and compassionate Father. He knows everything that is going on in our lives. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He's our blesser. He's our source. God loves us, and we can praise him for all he has done and all and who he is. So I pray that you all will make these lists like I will make these lists, and I pray that we will continue to praise God, and God bless you all.
Glory to God, Amber. Amber, come back and give us that acronym again, the ACTS acronym again.
Okay, A-C-T-S. The A is for adoration. That is praising God for who he is. The C is for confession. Confessing our sins to God and confessing everything that may not, you feel like may not be doing right in our lives, we're confessing it over to God. And the T is for thanksgiving, thanking God for what all he has done in our lives. And then lastly is S, which is supplication, and we bring in our requests before God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love that. So I want to make sure I got it and wrote it down. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Thank you so much, Amber. I thank God so much for the word that God spoke through you today. Glory to God. Wise praise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, even though I've read and do read Psalms 103, and it's just such a wonderful favorite scripture of mine also, still, when you did it today, looked like it was an enlightenment even the more. So I thank God for that word that you gave today and for those lists that were to list what God has done for us, his goodness unto us, and then to list who he is in our lives. I thought about Apostle with the pearls to ponder, and the pearls to ponder are all about talking about the character, the nature of God, who he is, so that we can be able to trust him. I thank God for you, Amber, and for that word, because when we're in a tremendous test and trial, as many of us go through many things in our lives, it's so important that we understand who God is and to understand that God is not a wimp. He's not somebody that don't know how to do anything for us, but we can worship and praise him because we know of the greatness of his power and his magnificence and of his long suffering, even as Apostle talked about today. So I thank God for you, Amber, and for that word that you and Joy gave today. Glory to God. Then I come very quickly, prayerfully, very quickly. I want to come with the word that the Lord laid upon my heart today as we close out in this time. One of the things when I began to minister this year will be the 43rd year of ministry being called. Now, I was called first as an evangelist. So I was called 43 years ago as an evangelist, but 41 years ago I was called as a pastor. And so when because the Lord has touched my heart and given me an endowment to be able to research and to do research on and even to research messages. When I first started off in ministry, I would go and get a message and then want God to put his stamp of approval on it. And the Lord began very early to train me and to say to me, now, Helen, I don't want you to go and do research on something that you think might sound good and put my stamp of approval on it. He said, I want you to come to me and ask me, what is it that's on your heart or mind? And so each time before I come and minister the word of God, I always ask and say, Lord, what is on your heart and mind? God, and when we do, God will give us even the specific devotional to read at that time or to minister. He'll give us the important message that he's laid up on our heart and give us the insight behind it. And so in my case, I asked him, I said, Lord, what do you want me to minister on Sunday morning with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church? And the Lord said, I want you to continue to focus on that fourth weapon of our warfare, which is worship and praise. We have been doing on our podcast, we have been talking about the weapons of our warfare in our basic training and spiritual warfare podcast. And the first weapon that we went over was the name of Jesus. The second weapon was the blood of Jesus. And the third weapon was the word of God. And now he has us focusing on worship and on praise. And specifically today, the Lord said, he said he wants us to want you to minister on praise and worship that will lead to earthquakes, foundations to shake, prison doors to open, and shackles and chains to come off. You had two men, we're going to read in just a little bit, two men who were worshiping and praising the Lord. As a result of them singing and praising and worshiping the Lord, an earthquake came. Then it shook foundations. It began to open the prison doors, and shackles and chains came off, not only for them, but for every person that was in that prison. Our worship and praise can be effectual to other people's lives. The word says the effectual fervent prayers of just one person avail as much. And how much more when two of you, he said, that when two of you shall agree on earth is touching anything that they shall ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. Well, glory to God. Here were two men, Paul and Silas, who were praying. So as we begin, I want to go back and just go over a little something before I get to that very quickly. I'm saying this over and over again for a reason, by the Spirit, because not only he begins to have me to say this, did you know that you may be just one praise away from your victory? And not only your victory, I'm going to add a little bit more to that, you may be just one praise away from causing victory for somebody else. Because when you begin to worship, when you begin to praise, it will not only shake up your life, but when your blessings come, when those blessings begin to come, God said ones will see, they will know, they will consider, they will understand altogether that the hand of God has done this thing. And then they can say, oh, if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So praise and worship is so important because we may be just one praise away from our victory, not only for ourselves, but for others. Praise and worship, remember, is an expression of our faith and trust in who God is, in his character, his nature, his ways, his great love for us, and in his promises to us. God is worthy. God is worthy of all praise and adoration. Hallelujah. Remember again, as even Amber has said, King David knew the value of praise and worship. Remember in 2 Samuel 6 and verse 14, it says that David danced before the Lord with all his might. David's wife, Michal, despised David for doing so. Remember again, I'm saying this again for your hearing, everyone may not be happy because you're worshiping and praising God with all your might. Some may even make fun of you, but we must know that when we worship and praise God, situations won't take years and years to come to pass. Because when we begin to worship God, remember, earthquakes take place. Spiritual earthquakes will take place. Foundations will be moved. things that would seem like they were a foundational thing. Foundations will be moved. Prison doors will be opened. Yes, I'm saying it over and over again so that it can get in our spirits, glory to God. So it won't take years and years when we worship and praise God for things to come to pass. Our worship and praise will cause things to turn around swiftly, not only for us, not only for us, hallelujah, glory to God, but it will take place for others, that others can say, oh, Lord, I see what you did for them. I see what you're doing for them, Lord God, or for somebody. Somebody was healed. We went to a fashion show the other night with my sister at my niece's church. She was a part of the fashion show, and we were seated behind what they on the main runway seats. We're on the second row. There was a beautiful woman that was sitting kind of catacorner to us, and she had beautiful hair, long hair. She was just beautiful, beautiful sparkly outfit on. And she turned to me and she said to me, her name is Sister Rosemary. She said to me, she said, you know, I had a stroke, she said. She had that. She said, and I could not walk. She said, I could not walk. She said, I was there in the bed. She said, but God began to minister to my heart that it was possible. She said, they came and they began to try to work with her for her to be able to walk again. And she said, look, she said, look. See, I remember she stood up and they did a little dance or jig with my nephew. She's 82 years old. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Her testimony, Rosemary's testimony, Sister Rosemary's testimony, bless my heart. But then that wasn't all. There was another lady who was a part of the fashion show. I mean, she had she was 80-some years old. And so she modeled down that runway. I mean, she sashayed down that runway. I mean, looking good. Then we noticed that she had a rope in her hand. And so when she got to the end of the runway, she took that rope and began to jump rope and jump rope at that runway. I mean, it wasn't no little jump rope. It wasn't no feebleness about her. None at all. And I said, Lord, that encouraged my heart. So when we began to see what God has done for others, or when we worship God and God begins to open the prison doors, he begins to move the shackles, others will begin to see it and get encouraged and say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord, he healed her body. He healed my body. He touched my mind. There are people who have lost their mind. I asked God this. I said, Lord, can you use a mentally ill person? I said, can they be restored like that? He said, yes. Didn't I do it for Nebuchadnezzar? He was out there eating grass for 7 years like an animal. And did I not restore his mind? And not only did I restore his mind, I restored him to his kingdom. I restored his finances. I'm able to do that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we must remember, as we're talking about worship and praise as one of the weapons of our warfare, to remember that when we worship and praise God, it will cause things to turn around and turn around swiftly. And remember, you may be just one praise away from your victory, not only for you, but for somebody that's watching around you. And John 4, and you know, when we begin to talk about this worship and praise, when you're going through a rough time, when a loved one is passing, we're not worshiping God for that loved one passing. We're still worshiping God for who he is in our lives and of his goodness, because he's the only one that can take away hurt and take away pain. When you're in pain in your body and you're going through painful things in your body, we're not worshiping him about the pain, but we're worshiping him and thanking him for taking away the pain. So that's what brings us to this part. When God says, in the word of God, that we're to give him a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of praise. Now, I want to say this. In John 4, verse 23 and 24, it says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, of who he is, of his character, his nature, his ways. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But then what happens when you don't feel like it?
What happens when you want to be able to worship him, but your faith was so much, and you said, Lord, I want to be able, then God, that's where we come, where God says, give him that sacrifice of praise and worship. Glory to God. I love that the song that we sing at East St. Louis Christian Center and other churches, it says, we bring a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We bring a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. And I love the story behind that, the story behind how the people who wrote We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise by Kirk Dearman. His name is Kirk Dearman. And they have been, one has been ministering like we're doing now on how worship and praise is one of the weapons of our warfare, how worship and praise is so important in our lives. Glory to God. And so he began, when him and his wife, they went out and they began to look at Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. And that song comes directly from Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. It says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Yes, we bring a sacrifice sometimes when you don't feel like it. Sometimes when, because Jesus specializes in healing the brokenhearted. Sometimes when your heart has been hurting. Sometimes when your body has gone through, or things are happening in your finances, or things are happening emotionally in our relationships one with another. God said, bring me a sacrifice of praise. You may not feel like it, but it's all right. Just go on and give me, just go on and bring me a sacrifice of praise. Just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for healing my mind. Thank you for healing my heart. Thank you, Lord, for supplying and providing for me and my family and others around me, Father God. Thank you for your peace. That's when you begin to give him that sacrifice. So we're without excuse. We may say, oh, Lord, I don't know how to worship you. I don't know what to do. But God said, just bring me a sacrifice of praise. In the Old Testament, because the word says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. And then they also talk about, like in Jeremiah, what I said in Jeremiah 33 and verse 11, where they talk about bringing the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Then in Hosea 14 and verse 2, it says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. And it says in the New King James Version, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. That's what God wants us to do. Because remember, when we do that, when we offer that sacrifice of praise and worship and adoration, remember, it will cause earthquakes to take place, spiritual earthquakes. It'll cause foundations to be moved, shake some things up. It will cause for prison doors to open, not only for us, but the prison doors and the shackles came off for every single person that was in that prison. Glory to God. And then in the New Testament, we're exhorted by God in Hebrews 13 and verse 15. It says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, that confess his name. Oh, yes, we can worship God in spirit. We can worship him in truth. And then if we don't even feel like it, we can say, Lord, I worship you. I give you a sacrifice of praise today. I raise my hand. I remember sitting in a place, in a public place, and I was listening to music through my earphone. And God said, now just raise your hand. That's that sacrifice. Sometimes when you just wave your hand, he conned it a whole shot. He conned it a whole shot. Do that right now. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand and wave your hand before him. Thank you. That's a sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you, Lord, for healing my heart. Thank you, Lord, for providing. Thank you, Lord, for touching me in my body, taking away the pain. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, as we were doing the weapons of our warfare and talking about this worship and praise, we used two examples of how one worshiped and praised God, and the situation was turned around. Remember in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 22, when those three great armies came out against Judah, the word of God says, and when they began to sing and to praise. Listen, saints of God, the moment that you begin to sing and to praise, the Lord will begin to turn some things around. That's why he keeps telling us you may be just one praise away from your victory. Not only your victory, but victory for others. Glory to God. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Oh, children of God, let us remember when we began to work. Sometimes I'm telling you, there are people that are going through some hurts. They're going through some pains. They're going through something that they may not feel like worshiping God. And it may look like it's the weakest little thing that they may be going through. There's one of my children. He's going through some things. One of my sons has been going through some things. And he said, but Mom, I am worshiping the Lord. I am worshiping the Lord. I said, keep on doing it and watch God turn it around. And then he called me after midnight last night and began to give me the testimony of some things that God was doing in his life. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, that's why God has had us to continue. He said, when we began to worship and praise God at the moment, I know it seems like I'm trying to nail this hammer in by the Spirit, but this is God saying to us, when you begin to worship me, when you begin to praise me, saith the Lord, when you begin to give me a sacrifice of praise and worship, when you begin, to begin to praise me even now in spirit and in truth, glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, at that moment, if you don't, he said, you may not see it in the natural. He said, but at that moment, I began to turn some situations around. I began to turn things around just for you. Glory to God. So we looked at that example in the Old Testament. And today, as we begin to close, we're going to focus very quickly, just for another few minutes, on that New Testament example. In the Old Testament, when they began to worship and praise God in Acts 20, verse 22, immediately God began to turn some things around. God says, again, before I leave that Old Testament, he says, if you'll begin to praise me now, and you know what, it may sound kind of carnal when I say this, but I don't really know too much about Beyonce's songs because I don't listen to a lot of secular songs. But this is the song that boomed up in my spirit. And it was that if you something, 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 and then the last word it says is put a ring on it. If you want to put a ring on it. Some of y'all may know that song, put a ring on it. Well, God said, but he said in our case, he said put a praise on it. He conjured the whole shot. He said put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. When you begin to just, when you're going through, and even sometimes you got to speak the opposite because the word of God says in Romans 4:17, speak those things that be not as though they were. Isaiah 46 and verse 10 says, God says, I'm the one that speaks the end from the beginning. And you speak what you want to come to pass. Lord, thank you for healing in my body. Thank you for taking away the pain from my body. Thank you for taking away weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain from my body. Now then put a praise on it and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for health and wholeness. Glory to God. Or whatever it is that you're standing for. In the name of Jesus Christ. And when you do it, again, God said it will not only bring victory for you, but it will cause others to be able to walk in that victory. In Acts 16 and verse 25, that's the last in 26, I want to go there as we begin to close today. I'm watching my time. Glory to God. The word, when we look in there, in the New Testament, Paul and Silas were badly beaten. I mean, they were really badly beaten. And they were not only badly beaten, the saints of God, the word of God says that their clothes were stripped off of them. Their clothes were taken. They were beaten. Sometimes when we think about the things that we go through and we think about, oh, my, you know, Lord, I'm going through so much and it looks like it's one thing after another. Oh, Lord, well, one would say that. And then you look and see these men, Paul and Silas, were beaten. They were stripped naked and they were beaten to the point that they were bloody. because the, when after they began to worship and praise God and they were come out, the jailer had to wash them and wash the stripes and wash the wounds that were on their body. And what did they go to jail for? What were they put in jail for? Because they cast out a fortune from a girl who had given, made money for her slave masters. And so they got a hold of Paul and Silas and beat them, The one, read in Acts 16. Go back. The Lord told me, he said, Helen, I want you to go more than one time over Acts 16. I want you to go back because I want to show you something. He said, I want you to read that more than one time. I want you to go back and put it in your ear. Go find it on YouTube and listen to Acts 16, the 16th chapter. Read it. Go back and listen to it again. And as I did, the Lord began to minister to my heart. He began to minister to my heart. I saw how they were badly beaten, glory, not, you know, with that, and put into prison. But just kind of, they were put into the inner dungeon. And then not only were they put in the inner dungeon, but they put shackles on them to be able so that the prisoner, that the guard didn't want them to get loose because he knew that if they did, he was going to be in trouble. And in Acts 16, verse 25, here are two men praying. Listen, I've got about a couple of minutes now because I want to stop at 12:45. He says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. The two of them, two men, and the prisoners heard them. Oh, yes, they were already affecting the lives of the men and women around them. And it says in verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, not just any kind of earthquake. One translation says there was a strong, great, violent earthquake that shook the foundation of the jail, the prison. Then it says, then all the doors were open. All the doors of the prison broke open. It says the foundation, let me go back up there. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. God will shake loose some stuff that's been in people's lives for years and years. I mean, some people have, they talk about dysfunction. Some people are dysfunctional. Some dysfunctional, everybody been, you know, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But there are foundations that have been in people's lives that God said, I'll shake up the foundation of that thing that has held their mind, their will, and their emotions as you worship and sing praises unto me. The foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened. Not just their door, not just Paul and Silas's door. When you begin to worship and praise God, the doors are going to open for other people. Hallelujah. And everyone, not just Paul and Silas' bands were loosed. Everyone's bands were loosed. Oh, today, saints of God, the word that the Lord wanted me to bring today as I close out today, because I could go a little bit further, but just to come again, to be able for us to understand and to know that praise and worship will lead to spiritual earthquakes. I mean, some things will be shook up. You'll go on that job saying, thank you, Lord, that you're working behind me. Put a thank on it. Put a praise on it. Glory to God. It'll cause earthquakes, foundations to shake, prison doors to open, and shackles and chains to come off not only our lives and our situations, but it'll do it for others because ones will see, they'll know, they'll consider, and they'll understand from Isaiah 41 and verse 20. They'll see and know and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. God bless you all today. May God bless you. May God keep you. May you continue to put a praise on it. Put a praise on it, saints of God. And let God be able to shake things up, not only for you, but he'll be able to do it for others. God bless each and every one of you today. I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle that she may lead us in the prayer to receive Jesus Christ. Apostle, will you come today? God bless you and Pastor Mom and
okay.
All the precious saints in your places.
Can you do that, Pastor, for us before you go?
I sure can. I just wanted to give you an opportunity if you needed to, if you wanted to. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle. Today, if you're listening today and you have never given your heart and life to Jesus Christ, God wants to be able for you and us to be a part of his family. In John 1 and verse 12, the word of God says, for as many as have received him, to them has he given the right to be a child of God, to as many as have believed on his name. Then Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I love in John 3:16, which says, for God so loved the world. Now, that's a lot of love. He so loved the world that he gave the very best that he had to give. Christmas time is coming, and people are looking for the just right gift for their loved ones. People are searching for the best gifts that they can give someone. There's so many phenomenal gifts that people can be able to give to somebody. But there's no more greater gift, no more phenomenal gift that was given than when God gave. He gave the very best that he had to give, the very best gift that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. For it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, doesn't matter if you're black or white, no matter if you're large or small, no matter if you're young or old, he said, whosoever shall believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. So if you've never remembered giving your heart and life and confessing him before men, today is your opportunity to do so. Would you pray this prayer with me? Dear Lord Jesus, that's right. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, and my God. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent of all my sins. I no longer, Lord, want to go my own way, the world's way, or the devil's way. Lord, I want to go your way. I want to have a relationship with you. I surrender my life and my heart to you in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commit and commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to keep guard, defend, preserve, and protect you, and to give you an inheritance among all them that is set apart in Jesus Christ. And you too can put a praise on it. Say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you that I'm born again. Thank you that I'm a child of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today. I turn it back over to Apostle in Jesus' name.
Praise
God bless
God.
You, Apostle.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Minister Joy, Minister Amber, thank you so much. Hallelujah. And if you prayed the prayer of salvation with Pastor Price just now, I just want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You are saved. You are born again, and heaven is your home. Hallelujah. Just want to pray over you, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And even now, fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even think right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And then, Lord God, let their prayer language just flow through them right now. Out of their belly flows rivers of living water. Ashanda la bahashanda. Let their prayer language just come forth even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to talk some more about what was said today. But first, I want to invite you. If you just got born again or anyone who has joined us, I want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And the Lord has designed this broadcast and put it together some 11 years ago so that we could learn and grow together. Some are just learning about the Lord and just in their salvation. Some of us have been around for years. Amen. Hallelujah. Decades with the Lord, and we're still learning and growing together. Hallelujah. The way you can connect with us is calling on the phone. Our number is area code 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. 5699. And these are our broadcasts. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, we are the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, next Sunday is a special Sunday for us because that is the first Sunday of the month. We're, we'll be in November. Hallelujah. And what we do on the first Sunday of the month is we have our communion. So you bring your communion elements, your bread, your crackers, your juice, even water. Amen. And come, and we have an anointed time of communion together. Glory to God. And then we have tag team preaching. So anyone can volunteer to or be ready when we come online. Be ready. Press your number one key. Have a scripture, a topic, and then you can preach the word of God for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. You can even read from your devotional, something that blessed you this past week. We want to get blessed too. So you're able to do that as well on next Sunday. Then you can also give a scripture shower on that day. Glory to God. Or give your testimony. You have 5 minutes. You have an open door to be able to bless the Lord, oh, your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. And give him some glory. Amen. You can even, if you have a song, a praise, a worship song that has blessed you, text me. Let me know what that is. Send me the link from YouTube. And we'll have it queued up on that day. And you can tell us why that song blessed you so much. Amen. We want to hear and know new songs as well. So, amen. So that's what we're doing on next Sunday. And it's also, I understand the time is going to change next Sunday as well. Just the FYI on that. Now, on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people who volunteer to speak in tongues or to pray in tongues, and then we have our time of interpretation. And it has been awesome. The Lord prophesies through that time. He reveals secrets to us. He even let us know about this war before it started. He said there will be an attack. Hallelujah. And then he said it will not prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God has been talking to us. So meet us on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts during the month, the second Wednesday of the month and the fourth Wednesday of the month. The second Wednesday, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of the month is prophetic healing, where God will reveal ailments that are going to be healed. And then people call in, and what God reveals, he does heal. Hallelujah. Our guest our co-host, our Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. The next one will be Wednesday, November the 8th. That's the second Wednesday in the month of November. Wednesday, November the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you let your friends, your family know about it. If you're experiencing any ailment, we'd like to pray for you as well. Amen. And then the newest addition to our Get Them Radio family of broadcasts is our Anointed Pandemic Baby. And that's going to be on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Hallelujah. Our co-host is Thryn Coleman. Hallelujah. And so what we do is we're listening to testimonies about these anointed pandemic babies. We are praying for them and their parents. And just recently, I met a young man who has an anointed pandemic baby who had open heart surgery at birth. And so we plan on having him and his wife on the broadcast on the 22nd of November talking about this baby. And the baby is a fighter. Hallelujah. And that's what he said. This baby's a fighter. And it was so many miracles in the baby's life just from new birth that they named the baby Jesus. Hallelujah. So join us on Wednesday, November the 22nd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And now, glory to God, Thursday, hallelujah, in the month of November, we are celebrating Get 'Em Radio's 11th anniversary. Hallelujah, hallelujah, 11 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are celebrating. Amen. And so we're celebrating the goodness of God. God is good. So I want to ask you all to help us with this anniversary. And the way that you can help us, there's a lot of ways, but this one way the Lord brought to my heart. Find a scripture that says that God is good. Hallelujah. And be ready to do a scripture shower. We're going to do God is good scripture showers at the beginning of all of our anniversaries. Hallelujah. So be ready with a God is good scripture in your heart and in your life. Amen. And that's what we're going to focus on, the goodness of God for this 11th anniversary. Our first guest speaker, we're going to have guest speakers who are going to preach the word of God every Thursday in November. And the first one will be Apostle Patrice. Hallelujah. So that'll be this Thursday coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll have some more information about the other speakers that we're going to have all month long. And the Lord has handpicked all of these speakers. Glory to God. So meet us all of November, even on Thanksgiving. One of the preachers is going to be preaching on Thanksgiving. I'll tell you, Lord willing, that's going to be Dr. Elder Robin Porter, hallelujah, from New Jersey, will be with us on Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we will be celebrating our 11th anniversary. Amen. So get your God is good scripture. Praise God. Amen. So now we're going to open up the line. If anyone has a comment, a question, a prayer request, we're opening up all the – oh, you know what? I wanted to say something first about all of the speakers today, and then we'll let you guys talk. Your line is open right now, so put your mute on if you're not going to say anything, or put your mute on just for a moment while I say a few words, and then we're going to let you guys talk. I thank God for Minister Joy. I mean, she was just a, they call it, an object lesson. So she came on in need of healing. She was praising and worshiping the Lord just with her life, that no matter what was going on in her body, she was still going to bring the word of God. Hallelujah. That's a praise. That's a worship. Amen. That's a demonstration of faith. And even as she was speaking, she sounded better and better. She sounded more and more healed. And so we thank God even right now for her complete healing, health, and wholeness. And we know she's got to be healed for her birthday because Sister Girl does celebrate. Amen. Hallelujah. And God gives us the desires of our hearts. Thank God for Minister Amber, the word wise, praise, glory to God. And she talked about David, amen, how he would praise the Lord no matter what was going on. That was just awesome. Hallelujah. Even in distress, he praised the Lord. Hallelujah. And had compassion. And, of course, you know, when she gave those two lists, of list for us to write down what God has done and also who God is. Of course, you know, I thought about the pearls to ponder because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to know who he is and who he is and what he's done. That all comes together. Hallelujah. And love the end of it where she said the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. Thank you, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Price, hallelujah. We talked about that we may be one praise away and that the fourth weapon of our warfare, praise and worship. And that our praise and our worship may have and usually does have an effect on somebody else. And what I thought about with that was many years ago, before I was Apostle Kizzy, before I had just was all out, full out into the Lord, I was in a computer programming class, learning how to be a programmer. And that was a time where the Lord, I just really began to talk to the Lord because I was just, it was hard for me to go through that class those so many years ago. I want to say that was maybe 40 years ago, 38, 40 years ago, something like maybe 35 years ago. But anyway, what happened was, the Lord began to talk to me. I heard him so clearly. We had to do these tests. We had one test that took a whole week to do. And he told me, do so much now and then just rest. And some of my friends in another class were graduating. And he said, go to their graduation. But the people who were in my class were so just so stressed out over the test that they didn't hardly go to lunch or anything. And so at any rate, I was one of the first people to finish the class and to get my results on my test. And it showed up on the computer that I had completed the test and that I had passed. And at that time, I was not very verbal about my relationship with the Lord. But when the computer showed this sign that I had passed, I jumped up and said, "Thank you, Jesus." And I began to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, little did I know that, and I mean, as far as I know, I didn't get any response from that from people in the class, but I wasn't looking for a response. I was praising the Lord. And years later, several years later, I talked to an Asian lady who was in the class with us. And, you know, I'm figuring they all got their stuff together or whatever. But I had to lean on God hard during that time. And anyway, found out several years later that this Asian lady heard me say, "Thank you, Jesus," and heard me praising the Lord. And she wanted to find out who this Jesus was. And so she went on a search to find out who Jesus was. And when she went on a search, she got saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And she was, I mean, just living an all-out, full-out life for the Lord. Amen. So when we praise God, I'll say it's contagious. Amen. So we're going to put a praise on it. Glory to God. Amen. That's what I wanted to share. Anyone else? All your lines are open.
I just wanted to praise him with y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Lord God Almighty reigneth. He is very patient, very merciful to all of us. And I just thank him for every ministerial gift, and God bless you all.
Amen. And you have done many sacrifices of praise, Minister Rachel. I know it. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen.
Hello,
do I hear you, Reverend Treva?
Yes,
Reverend
Treva. My first Sunday coming, and I really enjoyed the service today. And I just give God the glory that I'm making a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know a lot of this word was for you and for me too. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Good to see you. I was so surprised to see you on Sunday, but it was a good surprise. Thank you. Amen. Anyone
Hello?
Else? Your lines are open.
Hello? Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
I just wanted to say praise God because he is in the midst and Jesus can work it out as he always do. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? You always have some songs. So you got a song, you text it to me. Send me the link. I'll have it ready for next Sunday, okay?
Okay,
Sister okay, Debbie.
I will.
All right. Amen. Good to hear you today. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Your lines are open. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I want to give a shout out to Minister Camilla. Good to see you here this morning. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I enjoyed everything this morning.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, this is my friend, y'all, that Minister Camilla. She took me to go get my colonoscopy. So she hung out with me.
We hung out together. It was a blessing and my pleasure.
Amen. Thank you. A public thank you for helping me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Minister Fay, I just want to tell you I really enjoyed the service and want to request prayer for my daughter.
Okay. Is this at the passing of her dad or?
No.
Anything?
It's for her own personal sake.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord God, we join our faith together right now in the name of Jesus, and we lift up our daughter to you. Lord, we just say, Father God, whatever's wrong, we ask you to make it right. Whatever's right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Even go into her soul, her mind, her will, and her emotions. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything is lined up by your spirit, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for relationships. Hallelujah. That every relationship, hallelujah, that you guide her in her relationships, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Always good to see you here, Minister Faye. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. We're going to go ahead and close. Memphis Covenant Faith, your lines are still open. If you all have any closing remarks, you can make those, and then we'll have Pastor Mom give our closing prayer.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle, again, and Pastor Mom, for having us and all of East St. Louis Christian Center Church, all the members. We thank God and just worship God for all that he has done. And I thank God for you all having us on the fifth Sunday of every month. And I really thank God for all that he has done today. We give him glory and thank God for each one of you in the name of Jesus. And so we'll now turn it back over to you all so that Pastor Mom, love you, Mama, so that Pastor Mom can come and give us the closing benediction, a closing prayer and benediction. Glory to God. Turn it back
thank
over
you,
to
Pastor.
You, Pastor.
Amen. Did you have any remarks, Pastor Mom, you want to say? That everything was good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Good word today.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. May the Lord watch. May the Lord watch between
me and thee, for I will
absent one from another. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Thank you all so much. Have a blessed rest of the day. Kind of laughing at Pastor Mom the way she's looking right now. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Good to see you today. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember...